Live from NPR News, I'm Shay Stevens. The White House is projecting that 90,000 more people in the United States will die from COVID-19 in the next month. As NPR's Eva Tesfaye reports, Dr. Anthony Fauci explains why.
Dr. Fauci told NPR that it could be months before deaths start to decline in the U.S., even though infections seem to be plateauing.
We have so many cases and such a degree of infection that even when it starts to plateau a bit, it's going to take quite a while before you start to see really things coming down.
The good news is that the U.S. could potentially reach herd immunity by the end of the summer. But he said vaccinated people should still be careful.
You are protected 94% to 95% against clinical disease, but we're not sure if you're actually protected against asymptomatic infection.
He also said that it looks like the vaccine can handle the UK strain. The South African strain is more concerning, but it's not too difficult to create a version of the vaccine that directly addresses it. Eva Tesfaye, NPR News.
President Biden is ordering the reopening of the healthcare.gov website for a special three-month enrollment period beginning February 15th. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says Biden wants uninsured Americans to be given another chance to get health care coverage.
He directed agencies to re-examine rules and other policies that limit Americans' access to health care and consider additional actions to strengthen Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act.
Psaki says the administration is reversing other health care policies from the previous administration. That includes requirements for Medicaid recipients to work, and a ban on abortion counseling by nonprofits that receive U.S. funding. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says more money is needed to protect lawmakers from an enemy within Congress. Pelosi telling reporters that some of her colleagues are armed and pose a threat to others. The appeal coming just weeks after members of Congress fled for their lives as an angry mob stormed the U.S. Capitol to stop the certification of Joe Biden's election. The nation's trade deficit narrowed in December, but NPR's Scott Horsey reports that the trade gap for all of last year was the largest on record.
American consumers have held up better during the pandemic than shoppers in many parts of the world. And one result is the big 2020 trade deficit. Imports surged last year as Americans snapped up goods from other countries, while foreign consumers were buying less stuff from the United States. The trade gap in goods topped $897 billion last year. The U.S. typically enjoys a trade surplus in services, but that's been eroded by a drop in foreign tourist visits and the number of international students studying at U.S. schools. Exports grew faster than imports in December, narrowing the monthly trade gap, but goods exports are still running about 8% below pre-pandemic levels. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News. Fans are paying tribute to award-winning actress Cicely Tyson, who died Thursday at the age of 96. Tyson's career in Hollywood and on stage spanned over seven decades. She's remembered for playing strong black female characters, including the lead role in the 1974 TV drama The Autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman. In addition to her work, Tyson is admired for refusing to accept roles she considered demeaning to black women. The French prime minister says his country's strict 6 p.m. curfew has not helped stem the spread of COVID-19. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports that the comments may be a hint that tougher measures are on the way.
Le fait que ces variants se propagent dans notre pays.
Speaking in a televised news conference, Health Minister Olivier Véran said the spread of new variants of COVID shows the curfew and other measures in place are not tough enough. He called for stricter measures to contain the virus and said, "We consider these new variants as new viruses." France's government spokesman said the more transmissible coronavirus variant first discovered in England had been found in 10% of new COVID cases in France. France reported nearly 27,000 new cases on Wednesday, its biggest one-day jump since mid-November when France was in its second full lockdown. The government is weighing instating a third lockdown in the coming days. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Wall Street stocks closed higher Thursday with the Dow gaining 300 points. The Nasdaq rose 66. U.S. futures are lower in after-hours trading, and markets in Asia are mixed higher in Hong Kong. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR.